Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Anything Goes with
the Bunny.
And this is a new background for those of the people who are watching this on video.
Yeah, because you know, our topic today is very stressful. So we are doing our part in removing that stress from you.
Colette, okay. So those of you…
Sinaming ma-relax kayo kung kayo ay nanunood sa inyong mga… Kung may video kayong pinapanood kasama nitong podcast namin, sana ma-relax kayo.
Those of you who are on just audio, we are at our kids' bedroom. We've got their beds behind us. We've got pillows, blankets.
And the real reason for us…
Hopefully, we don't fall asleep
in the
middle of the recording.
But the real reason really for choosing this kind of background is because ayoko na mag-makeup.
Is that it?
So, malapit na kasi kami matulog. After na, matutulog na kami. Kaya sabi ko, edi, i-match na lang natin lahat.
Okay.
Topic of the day.
So anyway, okay, today we are going to do three topics that we actually asked our community about. Like, we asked our Telegram community if we had these three topics, anong gusto nilang unahin? And the first one is forgiveness, which is something that you probably listened to last week. If not, you could just go back one podcast away. I mean, one episode away. That's all about forgiveness. So that's like an hour, 15 minutes. And actually, we're going to recap something. Well, not really recap, but there are a couple more questions
some
that came in.
Yeah.
Not really follow-ups, but more like…
Not follow-ups.
They came in tapos na tayo mag-recording. So,
yeah.
I kind of like felt like these questions were not really addressed in that episode.
So, we'll
so
we're
going to answer a few.
But today's episode is about burnout. And how does it happen? What are the symptoms? How do you know if you've burned out? And most importantly, what do you do? How do you respond? How do you break out of that burnout? But before that, your questions.
Question and answer.
Okay, so this one is actually something that we kind of like answered in that episode also, but I want to add more to it. So this person said that… I don't want to say it's too ano kasi parang I don't want to read the entire thing because it's too specific. So I don't want to, you know, out this person naman. So parang sabi niya na inabuse siya ng grandfather niya, and of course no, back then when this person had the opportunity to forgive, this person actually said it, like, I forgive. But then, you know, the question that kept coming up even last week was that, how do I know I really did, especially when I still feel things?
And, okay, yeah. So this person is saying that at one point in a spiritual or religious conversation, mm-hmm. This person was asked, have you forgiven the person?
Right.
And they said, yes, I have. But they know it wasn't 100%. And they feel guilty about it.
And I wonder kasi what they mean about the 100%. Yeah. Na yun nga yung in-address natin in the last episode na it doesn't mean that all the feelings will go away. And why I picked this question to answer even for today is because I feel like I didn't say it enough that we must understand the difference between unforgiveness and trauma. Because there's the reality of trauma. And every time trauma comes up in your life, it doesn't mean, especially so, no, when you've already said na you've forgiven this person, that magically it will take the trauma away.
Yeah.
Healing and forgiving are like two different things.
Yes.
Yun lang. That's what I wanted to add.
Yep. And we did address that in the last episode where you might feel anger, you might feel the cost of what they did. That's not the same thing as unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is choosing to hold it against them, to count it against them, to keep wanting to see them pay, which is pretty hard if the person's dead already. So, yeah.
Okay. The next thing is that, is there such a thing as forgiving God?
To forgive someone means someone did you wrong.
Oh, so is there such a thing?
Does this person think God did them wrong?
I don't know. Of course, I can't really ask that now. But I did hear of a story wherein this person said to me na kinailangan niyang gawin yun and it helped her.
What does she mean by forgiving God?
The hardships in her life that have been, you know, parang you just, you know, I mean, what did I do to like earn this kind of thing? She just had to say it. And when she was telling me this story, she knows that there is nothing, there's no truth to the, like, you know, I need to forgive God or that God sinned against me. But to say that was helpful for her. Yun ang sinabi niya. I don't know if, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. Although she did say it helped her. So, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's essentially wrong. I'm just saying that this person said that it helped her. Yun lang.
I'm glad it helped her. But ikaw na rin nagsabi, or siya na rin nagsabi, na there's no truth to it. So, I don't know what the point is in doing something that doesn't have truth to it. The concept of forgiveness is someone did you wrong. Even the premise of what did I do to deserve? Yeah, diba? Job didn't have to forgive God. If anything, Job had to repent.
Yeah, yeah.
For questioning God.
And I think
God had his reasons. So, yeah. Not once did God do Job wrong. So, yeah. For us to forgive God it's again, no, I'm glad it helped this person. I'm trying to remember who it was. You don't have to tell me now. But it sounds blasphemous to me because, you know, si God pa yung magsasorry sa'yo ngayon. Si God pa yung, ikaw pa yung judge na nagpatawad sa kanya. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're different that way. Na parang I feel like in the lack of a person and in groping for things that will help that person, if it helps at the end of the day to restore that person to like a better place where she could understand things, I feel like God would understand.
I'm not saying, you know, God wouldn't understand. God wouldn't give grace. I'm just saying
it isn't. It's not a real thing.
I'm just saying it's not something I can teach. I can recommend. I can prescribe. I would even share as a testimony to others because it's just so problematic. But does God use problematic things? Yeah. Does that mean we should teach other people to do it? Diba? Parang,
yeah.
So yun.
Okay. Next is, does unforgiveness block blessings?
I think so. I think we talked about that, right?
Yeah. I think that, actually, parang ako naman, I don't think it necessarily blocks blessings. Like, I mean, you could still get blessed in a lot of ways, but at the same time, it could kill you in different ways too.
Yeah.
You get
yeah.
what I mean? Like, it's not a one-to-one. Na parang, just because hindi ako nag-forgive, hindi ako magkakapera tomorrow. Parang hindi ganon.
Yeah.
Yon. It's more of like, you just don't see what it's doing to you even when, and in spite of like, having all of these blessings in your life.
I like how you distinguish that because sometimes we think of blocking blessings or like attracting. It's a very superstitious way of doing
yun
things.
Eh.
Where
Uh-oh.
God is like…
Parang, mag-forgive na lang ako para dumala yung pera. Parang ganyan.
I think it's more along the way of like, if we choose to live a different way from the way God lives, we don't get the fullness of how He… get, you know, we don't get the benefits of his life. Diba? Parang, ayaw mong gawin ng tama. So, hindi mo makukuha yung kabuuan ng gusto niya para sa'yo.
Okay. Can I forgive myself after all that's happened to my family? And I think what I'm, I don't really know
this
the backstory.
Is all the same person?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Grabe naman ko isang tao oh, lang doon, diba? No, I think what I don't know the story of this person, but I'm guessing na this person did something that involved the entire family, and probably the family is suffering for that mistake. And yeah, that's hard. Mm-hmm. And again, I would have to say that sorrow is different from unforgiveness towards oneself. You could be forever sorrowful about something that you've done. Kasi, let's face it, not all sins are equal, in the sense that some sins are really something that you would remember for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And some are like, okay, nakalimutan ko na yan, na isang anesthesia lang natapos na, wala na ganun.
Yeah.
Diba? So, ano rin eh, I think helpful din sa akin dati na pina-distinguish din sa akin yung ano ba yung punishment, ano ba yung unforgiveness, tsaka ano ba yung consequence.
Yeah, and that's why you have to remember the gospel. Because the consequences of our sins sometimes will come out later on. And so to think that the prayer you prayed years or months ago, and you're like, oh my gosh, pati pala to bayad na. Diba? That's very powerful to think about. So we do need to remember the gospel even more, which goes back to the one forgiving God. Di ko maka-move on, no? But diba, parang when you think back of how much we've done wrong in life, na wow, the fact that we're forgiven at all is the better thing to meditate on.
Yeah. Okay, and the last is, how can you forgive church leaders who hurt you? I picked this question because I feel like, and it will appear again, even in the burnout questions,
yeah,
that there seems to be like that, ano ba, unwritten rule of like, iba yung church people.
Yeah, and
diba, na yung parang kunwari mo commoners na lahat, pero yung church people untouchable yan.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to do the forgiveness episode nga, diba, to clarify, because we get told things like, oh, the forced to reconcile or stuff like that, which like a friend told me recently, diba, like he was appalled that anyway, he wanted to attempt a forced reconciliation with some group that we knew, and it was like, why would you do that? So yeah, it's easy to get those concepts confused. What's the question? Can you forgive? Absolutely.
How can you forgive?
Well, I think part of
I think also kasi this person is coming from iba yung hurt ng tama yan, totoo yan na feeling ako nga lang yung sinasabi, yung church hurt kasing grabe yan ng family hurt.
Yes.
Parang yung level ng kung paano ka dapat inalagaan ng nanay at tatay mo, tapos hindi nila nagawa yun sa'yo. Ang sakit nun, daladala mo yun buong buhay mo.
Yeah.
Ganun din ang church hurt. Kasi ito dapat yung place na kung saan safe ka, na maghihilom ka.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all this time, ito pa pa rin makakapanakit sa'yo. Diba? So, it's a very real thing. We've already had the podcast about church hurt. You may wanna like backtrack a little bit and look at those things. Look at those episodes. But yeah, it's a real thing. How can you forgive? I feel like it's very, very hard to get yourself to forgive people you've expected to be. Alam mo yung parang kung feeling mo yung tao masamang tao, ang dali nang i-forgive kasi parang, ay, na-expect ko nang sama mo sa akin eh. Pero yung mga tao na hindi mo ina-expect, the last pa na maiisip mong gumawa nun sa'yo, yun talaga nga yung mahirap ipatawarin eh, no?
Yeah, I think part of the problem and part of the solution, and it's connected to the solution, is our tendency to put these people on a higher pedestal than we should. Now, the Bible says that they are worthy of double honor, that they watch over us. So there is that sense. But we are also all priests unto God. We are also all children of God equally. So to allow a person to have that much authority over us to the point that they gatekeep our relationship with God, that they will tell us which Bible verses to believe and which ones not, we should be all working towards being empowered as individuals, that we are able to hear from God ourselves and walk among a community of peers like that. And that's why the pain is so bad, because of that position they occupied in our life. And I think that part of the healing will be to realize that tao lang rin sila. Tao lang rin sila. So I can forgive them, I can give them grace, but at the same time, I don't need to take their word as gospel also. It helps when they're apologetic. It helps when they acknowledge. I've had to do that to you, to the kids, to people I've led, people I've discipled. I've had that experience with people who've led me. You know, it helps when people are like that. But even if they aren't, that doesn't, they're not the gatekeepers to your relationship with God. And I know that's easier said than done, and that's hard to walk in, but that's where you're trying to go. And when you aim there and you say, God, I want to see you apart from the abuse that I heard. Lord, I want to see you apart from the gaslighting I've experienced. Lord, I want your word to speak to me. I'm afraid of your word because I can't touch it without remembering what was said or done to me. But I want to be able to encounter your word freshly. He will do that. And that's the beginning of the healing.
Yeah. Okay, so we've closed forgiveness off again. All the forgiveness in like 15 minutes. Let's move on to the next topic.
Topic of the day.
Topic, which is burnout. Okay, thoughts first. Ano ba ang burnout?
Question. I thought this was really interesting that next to forgiveness, and for a while it was the leading candidate, that more people wanted to talk about burnout. I did not think that that was going to be the leading one in the Telegram group poll. So again, plugging, if you want to participate, join the Telegram group. And help us select topics.
Okay, so what?
Well, it's obviously connected to stress. But over and over again, the resources that I found online said it's not the same thing as stress. Stress is having too much on your plate, too much, too heavy, too frequent, whatever. Whereas burnout is a feeling of a lack of motivation, a loss of motivation, a loss of sense of meaning, a loss of sense of passion with the thing that you're doing. So it's almost like one is a sense of too much stress, and then the other one is a sense of too little. Too little passion. Well, I don't have any meaning for this.
Okay, that's helpful because I've always thought of burnout as not really a lack of passion. Parang for me, you can have so much passion, but then your ability, your capability, hindi mo na lang talaga kaya. Parang umabot ka na sa dulo ng capability mo.
That sounds like stress nga. Where because I just have too little. You know what I mean? So another resource I saw said that stress is more physical and burnout is more psychological, emotional.
Ah, okay.
So stress is like, yun nga, hindi na ako makabangon. I literally have no energy to give to you anymore. I'm physically sick. You know, I'm breaking down. My body's breaking down. That's stress. And too much of that will lead to burnout. Where I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know why I do this.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes though, not necessarily. Where there'll be people, and we've seen these examples. We've been in these seasons of our life where there's a lot of stress and yet you still don't, you're not burning out yet. Like you actually want to give more, which might be bad actually because you're killing yourself faster.
So if it's a lack of motivation and parang you don't even know why you're doing this anymore, is it possible that you just don't, parang it's just a point of like not finding the same values that you found to be really great before?
Could be. There's a lot of reasons.
Parang nag-change ka lang. Pwede ba yon? Na yung burnout, parang you were led to burnout because you are a changing person and at some point in your life, you just feel like it's enough. I mean, I can't do this anymore.
It could be. I mean, other things could be like office politics or, buffeted by life situations. Like,
tinatry ko kasi identify, ano ba yung sa akin? Parang ganun yata yung sa akin eh. Na yung gusto ko pa naman yung ginagawa ko, pero parang I just don't hold the same feelings about the job anymore.
I saw this thing from helpguide.org. Sige. Are you on the road to burnout? And maybe you might want to think back to this. You may be on the road to burnout if every day is a bad day. if caring about your work or home life seems like a total waste of energy. If you're exhausted all the time. If the majority of your day is spent on tasks you find either mind-numbingly dull or overwhelming. And number five, you feel like nothing you do makes a difference or is appreciated. Mm. It's interesting, no? Every day is a bad day.
Okay.
There isn't a day. Did you ever feel that?
I just didn't want to go anymore.
Okay.
Like, parang ganon. Yung, I'm just so done. I want to do something else na.
Here, there's some other questions.
Mm.
This one naman is from Mayo Clinic. Have you become cynical or critical at work?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten there. Do you drag yourself to work and have trouble getting started? That's what you found in me. Right before I resigned. You were like, no offense, but I've never seen you drag yourself to work.
Mm-mm.
Have you become irritable or impatient with coworkers, customers, or clients? Ako family. Do you lack the energy to be consistently productive? Do you find it hard to concentrate? Do you lack satisfaction from your achievements? Do you feel disillusioned about your job? Are you using food, drugs, or alcohol to feel better or to simply not feel? I would add other addictive things, digital things like social media or video games. Right. Have your sleep habits changed? Are you troubled by unexplained headaches, stomach or bowel problems, or other physical complaints?
Okay.
So, here's the causes of burnout. So those are the symptoms. Those are like the warning signs. And the stuff you said earlier, maybe some of these things, but it's not only this. The main one is lack of control. Mm-hmm. An inability to influence decisions that affect your job. This is still from Mayo Clinic. Secondly, it's unclear job expectations. And that's why you keep feeling like you're failing. Because I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. Third are dysfunctional workplace dynamics. Maybe you have an office bully or you feel undermined by your colleagues or your boss. Four is extremes of activity. When a job is monotonous, it's just so monotonous. Then it becomes super chaotic. Five is lack of social support. You feel isolated. And number six is work-life imbalance. Where
work-life imbalance.
Yeah, you're not able to really live a healthy life.
I think that's mine. It's more of like, because I don't really remember anymore. Sobrang many years ago na yun eh, when I was working for a company. And I feel like it was more that na, this is just not sustainable.
Yeah.
This is not the way that I want to live for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I still like my job. I could still do this and do that. But it's just gonna steal a whole lot of like the other parts of me.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about this, how there, and looking back now, using this grid, there was a feeling of helplessness where part of you felt that the only exit was death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can only be done with this when I die.
Because mm-hmm.
I can't see another way to slow down or regain control.
Uh-oh. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think that one of the questions that some of the people asked us, already was answered because yung iba ang tanong nila parang I pulled them together eh, parang in groups, and one is like ano ba yung signs, how do I know I'm already heading towards burnout, and you already said a couple of them like these are the signs, and maybe we could add a little bit to that na ano ba yung mga things that lead to burnout kasi.
Yeah. So again, I think the lack of control was one of the most common ones I saw. And it's just because human beings were made by God, layo at illogical, to be in His image, co-creators with Him, which means human beings bring energy, creativity, volition, the freedom to act in their activities. And when we don't have that, it's only a matter of time before that will really dehumanize us and make us feel like I really don't have a choice.
Yeah, and I feel like if it's all, syempre, no, obviously, this is tied to work. Again, another theological thing that we could look at is creation. God was working, and on the seventh day, He rested. Whether that is literal or not, it is very clear that there is rest.
Yeah.
Diba? At kasama yan lagi sa rhythm ng lahat.
Yes.
Ng create niya. Pag tinignan mo yung mundo, meron talaga siyang, di ba kahit nga mga farmers na kausap natin,
yeah,
meron talagang panahon na kailangan mo pagpahingahin yung lupa.
Yeah.
So, kahit ang lupa nagpapahinga, so dapat, pati tao, di ba?
Yeah.
Sana nagpapahinga tayo. So, I feel like doon din tayo nag-head sa burnout.
Yeah,
pag
yeah,
hindi tayo, and we talked about this before when we did a video that sometimes burnout is caused by your employers, your company, because they don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it would be equally your fault because they didn't hire you to take care of you. So you should be able to take care of yourself. And I think it's a great lie if you believe that your employers, when they say that they're going to take care of you. I mean, to some extent, I think they will. They should. They should give you benefits. Alam mo yan?
Yeah.
Mga ganun. But I wouldn't expect more. Especially so when this is already coming into a conflict with your work. Kumbaga, syempre kung employer mo ko, between rest mo, tsaka yung
productivity
ng kumpanya natin, uunahin ko syempre yung productivity ng kumpanya natin, no? I mean, like, not everyone's like that. Marami din namang bosses that are like, yung nakakabilib na, wow, talaga, you're willing to swallow all of that cost just to be kind to your employees.
Well, I would put it this way, diba? The best organizations to work for, the best leaders, supervisors to work for, all the literature says that these people will find a way to reconcile what's best for your flourishing as well as for the company or the organization's goals. And when that doesn't happen, that's an organization that you need to be wary of. Because when they don't care about human flourishing, their staff, then be wary about that. And here's one way that you know it's a wise leader. When they empower you to make decisions for your own well-being, instead of saying, wag mo nang isipin yan, ibigay mo na sa akin lahat, ako mag-aalaga sa'yo, ay hindi po totoo yan. Kung magkasakit yung magulang mo, hindi sila yung pupunta doon. If they do, that's bonus, that's above and beyond.
Yes, it's good to look at it as a bonus, not as a requirement or like a real expectation.
Yeah, and so any leader who leads you into thinking that don't think about your personal life, give everything to me, anyway, kami naman bahala dyan, that is a huge red flag. That is a massive alarm bells going off red flag going, whoa, 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 whoa. Why don't you want me to secure my financial independence? Why don't you want me to make sure that my family can have a better living situation? What's in it for you? And recently, I was just talking to a friend. And this friend of mine was describing how she's preparing for retirement at the age of 43. And I thought, that's very wise of her, you know, like super advanced. And her boss's boss said to her, it's too soon to be thinking about retirement.
My gosh, okay.
And instead of like praising this person for being wise and planning ahead and even bettering themselves so they can serve the organization better, nagamit pa siya ng ganun. And I was so proud of my friend because my friend was like, nope, I know I'm doing the right thing. This will help the organization and it will also help me. That's the sense of control. That's the sense of agency that will help prevent burnout.
You know, honestly, this is so true. When I was talking to Randall also, sabi niya,
Randall Chongson, financial advisor, yes.
Yeah. One of the the smartest things about like the younger people than us daw it's that they know how to prepare for their future. Like people younger than us have already bought properties for their children to be.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, children to be. They're not even married. They don't even have children yet, but they're already preparing for that. And why I mentioned that is because...
Hey, if you haven't done that, no pressure, huh?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that it's just a very wise way to go about life. And not only because you're acquiring properties or that you have a lot of material possession. Hindi yun eh. It's more of like financial freedom.
Yeah.
Kaya mong mag-relax. Kaya mong sabihin na, sige, hindi mo na ako hahustle ng sobra ngayon kasi may financial freedom na ako. Kumbaga, you're hustling in the right seasons of your life.
Yep.
Which is like for me, no? That's a big bonus for me. I was able to hustle earlier on in my life that it bought me so much freedom to be with my children lang when yeah. I had them na.
Yeah, and you know, even the ability to hustle. Diba? So it's not just stress eh. Because if you feel this feeling of like, I'm hustling, I'm making money, okay, I'm a little stressed now, konting kayod lang to, pero that's a very fulfilling idea. Mm. Pero yung ibang tao, hindi kasi hustle eh. Hassle.
Nag-hassle kami. Hindi, and
hustle or hassle, di ba? Na parang I'm working
pero ito,
so hard.
Pero ito, meron akong tanong.
I'm giving so much energy. I'm not naman making more money. I'm not naman getting, it's not naman more productive. Yeah, so for some people, it's not hustle, it's hassle lang eh, di ba? Like you go overtime, you give so much energy and effort. It doesn't translate to making more money. It doesn't translate to better work-life balance. That's the feeling of helplessness.
Yeah.
And then people who get that learned helplessness, that's a very disempowering feeling. That's when burnout begins to happen. That's when you begin to think, you know what, I don't care. Wala namang point. Wala namang nagagawa. Wala namang effect. Then, you know, a friend of mine was telling me recently about her case of burnout. And she was saying that, which is here in the articles we've read also, she described it to a T, depersonalization. I was just going through the motions. It wasn't even me anymore. Mm-hmm. And look, you know, we're talking as if we're talking to workers.
So wala kang pinagkaiba sa isang photocopier.
Yeah. But I want to speak, no, to managers, supervisors, anybody overseeing other people. That's not how you want your people to be. You want your people creative. You want your people engaged. You want your people solving problems before they even reach your desk. And they'll only get there if you free them to have agency, to think. But if they're not going to let them, and you're going to micromanage everything and nitpick everything and the word choice is wrong. Like, for example, lang recently, I'm so proud of her. Renelda, our helper, just recently prepared this dish for us. It's called nilaga in Negros. But it tastes like sinigang. It's got pork, langka, mongo. It was so good. And you know, I just loved her initiative to buy these things, take a risk on this recipe she's never prepared for us before, and just know na magugustuhan ni Sarah ni Ma'am to. And we love it. And it's within the budget. We love that even more about it. But that's a person who's engaged, who's creative, who's thinking outside the box, because she knows they're not gonna scream at me every time I experiment and get something slightly wrong. So bosses, you want your people there. You want them engaged.
At saka tapos na tayo dun sa era na kailangan mukha kang busy at saka pagod para sabihin natin successful ka. Kasi yes. Diba, totoo naman, may kulturang gano'n na parang hindi ko nga maintindihan sino ba nagsabi na ito yung nagde-determine na ang isang kumpanya ay successful.
Well, a lot
pag mukha kayong busy, diba? Yung parang, at saka pagka tough yung mga bosses nyo, diba parang ito yung mga panahon na pinapa-feel sa'yo na kailangan, naghirap ka, nagdusa ka, dumugo ka para sabihin na ang galing mo or you deserve this position in the company. Parang tigilan natin to kasi nakapatay na to ng maraming tao, di ba? So, tama na.
Yeah, and you know, that idea of depersonalization, it reminds me of, and I don't like running except sprinting, but you know, when you do long distance running, people will say that if your feet get numb, you better stop because that's when you're close to injury. Because now your footfall, your foot placement is not intentional anymore. You're not minding your posture, your stride. You're just like, bah, bah, like slapping your foot against the road. That's going to injure you eventually. And I think it's the same thing when you're burned out, when you're checked out. That's where injuries come in. You end up giving more than you should. That's when the symptoms we've described, where addictions develop. Look, in myself, in the past, I just know seasons of burnout are times that I'll feel way more tempted by porn. I'll feel way more tempted to just play video games. I'll feel way more tempted to not even engage my family at home because you're not there, nay. Your body is shutting down. So this is the place of injury. You don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be there. You want to find
and
that
engagement
again.
And you know, I also read, I forget which book, but parang it was very wise in saying na we always compartmentalize kasi na this is for work and this is for the personal private life, di ba?
Yeah.
But the reality is you bring your entire self with you to work.
Yep.
So to employers, take it or leave it. Your employees are coming to your offices with their entire selves. And so if we don't, you know, give them, I'm not saying be a charity na lahat na lang ng kaartehan nila ibigay nyo, di ba? Na parang ayoko nito, ayoko nyo, hindi ganon. But we have to be mindful of the rhythms at work. Some are just, you know, not, it's inhumane already. So I think it's worth always to look into your work culture if you're already doing something that depersonalizes, dehumanizes your employees.
I think also it might be wise because sometimes the employers aren't entirely at fault, but the people they're leading are prone to burnout. And if we're wise, discerning colleagues and supervisors, then we'll spot that about them. So I like this. This is in helpguide.org where they said, here are some personality traits that might contribute to burnout. And maybe you might see this in yourselves. Number one is perfectionist tendencies. Nothing is ever good enough. Naka-burnout naman talaga yun. Pessimistic view of yourself and the world. Three, the need to be in control with a reluctance to delegate to others. And number four, a high-achieving type A personality.
Alam mo, ang ganda niyan. Ang ganda segue. Kasi yung next na parang group of questions is, paano pag yung demand is high pero di mo na talaga kaya? Isa naman, you are called for this pero ubus ka na. Di na kaya ng mental health mo. Is that valid? Parang both questions kasi are saying that, valid ba na sabihin mong hindi mo na kaya?
Oo.
And yung reason ng isa ay the demand is high. Yung reason naman ng isa,
calling
niya. Kaya lang, ubos na siya, hindi na kaya ng mental health niya. So, paano ba yun? Kaya maganda rin na segue to eh. Kasi parang, dun sa ako ha, parang pag binabasa ko yung mga question na yan, demand is high. Okay, i-drop mo yan. May gagawa namang iba for sure. At kung wala man, ay problema na ng problema na nila yun kasi at some point hindi na talaga kakayanin ng tao, kailangan din ma-address yung problema na yun na kung ganito ka high yung demand, is it even sustainable? Is it even a real demand that you should be meeting when it's already killing your people? That's one. The other one is calling. O yan, sige. Alam mo, dyan ako anong-ano. Maraming tao na hindi makapag-quit kasi lagi na sinasabi na, calling ko kasi to. Ano ba? Calling mong mamatay sa trabaho? Ano ba yun?
Yeah, and, diba, calling means there's a caller. Who's the caller? And for me, that was one of the most helpful things in the recent, you know, the 15 months since I've resigned. Going back to, oh, I'm not departing from my calling because I'm following the caller, which is God. And so the question, if people who use that language are often coming from a religious or spiritual place, eh? And to that, I would ask them, what does God call you to do? Don't tell me a script, a line, a narrative, a catchphrase. Tell me what God says to you based on His word. Because, you know, when we look at God's word, there's a rhythm of work and rest. There is the verse in John where he says, my Father is always at work and I too am always working. And then there's also the verse that says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. So it's not one or the other. So if you have an extreme view of that, then I would like to know who is calling you. Because that's not God. And that's something that needs to be evaluated.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like, yung mga sinabi mo nga, di ba? There are so many issues within us that we confuse with things like calling.
Yeah.
Di ba? Na parang, calling ba talaga? O meron kang perfectionism?
Yeah.
Or parang, like ako, personal issue ko siya na feeling ko babagsak yung mundo pag hindi ako gumalaw.
Yeah,
na parang, ay, hindi totoo
no.
yun. Hindi totoo yun, di ba? Parang, bakit the world is in my hands? Di ba sabi, si God yun.
I love every day that you sleep in.
Yeah, so, I mean like, so you also have, I think, what I wanted to say about that is to identify your issues also. Because, you know, some employers of ours are very good in capitalizing our issues, ha?
And I want to speak to that nga eh, na if you're a boss of someone, manager, even a colleague, watch out for that with your people.
Yes.
Because you know that's yes. going to cause them to burn out. And so even for me, teams I've led in the past, I could see it. And what it takes one to know one, maybe I could see it in myself.
Alam na alam mo eh, kaya nga you attract the same kind of people yeah. din eh. Parang the same kind of workers. Kasi lahat kayo, yung mga may gusto patunayan.
Yeah, and that's why I did my best, wasn't always successful, but I did my best to stop that tendency in them because I can't have you shutting down midstream. Like even in like a self-interested organization focused thing, ah, if you don't take a break now, bibigay ka sa gitna ng event, bibigay ka sa gitna ng camp, diba? Yun yung ayoko. Magpahinga na tayo ngayon para alam natin. That being said, you can't avoid it. May mamamatayan, may magkakasakit. That's life. That happens naman. It's not a guarantee. But if you give them that and you speak to those deeper issues, yeah, so I've worked with people like this. People who are afraid, who always have to be in control and are afraid to delegate. And I, you know, my mistake before was leaning on someone like that too heavily to the point that she got burned out. And so I learned in the future that someone who does that, I'll warn them. I'll say, you are not performing well because you're taking everything. I will give you a low mark for doing too much because you shouldn't have even been touching that at all. And we're okay with less than, you know, perfect at this point to train somebody else. But you're going to have to learn how to rest. So find that tendency in your
yes.
people and yourself.
Find that tendency in your people. And you also be careful of the people who are, you know, ordering you around. Because for all we know, they can see that in you. And they can capitalize on that. Na, okay, I can actually get a lot of things done. I mean, it's reality. Not all bosses are going to be on the watch out for your mental health, what have you. So you have to do that for yourself. Na, kung alam mo naman na people pleaser ka, di ba? Eh medyo mag-ingat ka na sa mga taong gusto din nila na piniplease sila. Kasi baka nga, yun pa yung konsentihin nila sa'yo. And ang ending mo, burnout, di ba?
Yeah. Let's talk about what to do now. And then maybe there's time for questions at the end.
Okay, what to do? Oh, sige.
Or you want to do the questions first?
Ito kasi sabi niya, how to recognize that you're heading towards burnout early? How to prevent it?
Nasabi na nga natin.
Okay.
Na if you're depersonalizing, if you're disengaging, you're feeling a loss of control. Maybe you say this to yourself a lot. Eh, ano naman magagawa ko? Diba? Eh, you complain. Ito yung problema. Pero ano naman magagawa ko? That's a dangerous place to be.
Siguro isang napakagandang sign ay yung nawawala talaga yung joy mo. Diba? How to acknowledge burnout? Pag na-burn, alam mo na na may burnout ka, paano mo ba inaamin yun sa sarili mo at sinasabi sa ibang tao?
Paano mo aamin? What do you mean?
I mean like, do you just, or do you like say it to your, like if you're burned out, do you say it to your bosses? You should, right?
Yeah.
You should? Right?
And, yeah. But, what was that article or that social media post I was reading recently that said, we need to acknowledge our finitude.
Finitude, yeah. Oo. Tama. Alam mo, actually, this stems from the issue of, akala mo, ano ka, invincible ka.
Yeah. That's me.
How to recover? Parang, is there a way of recovering from burnout? Actually, medyo tied siya dun sa question na isa. Na parang sabi niya, for me, burnout has always resulted to quitting. Is there another way? Is quitting bad? Okay lang ba to surrender to burnout?
Surrender to burnout?
Meaning siguro, I'm deducing na ang sinasabi niya, pag burnout kasi, parang end of it na, should I surrender to that? Na okay, quit na. Stop na talaga lahat. I'll just look for another job. Ganon.
Maybe. Maybe you should have to do that, diba? I mean, the problem kasi is if you don't want to acknowledge your limits, they will be forced upon you.
Oh, ay yung unta.
Ma-hospital ka na. Alam mo yon yung ganon. Or mamumulubi ka na.
Oh, okay. Sige. Nandun na nga tayo. Sinabi natin yan, diba? Na parang ano ba ang way para hindi ka mag-head towards burnout is to watch out for your own health, diba?
Mm.
That's one. That's the number one thing that you could do for yourself. But if let's say, umabot ka talaga sa burnout, is there a way of recovering from it? Sa tingin absolutely. Mo, kaya pa ba?
Oo. Yes,
kaya
absolutely.
Kaya pa. Okay. At paano tayo nagre-recover from it?
So number one is we need to recover our agency. And part of that is evaluate your options. If you feel like you have no options, that's not a very good sign. You need to remember that you have options. And here's the thing, no? Every time I've posted this recently, someone out there is gonna say, wow, what a privileged position. Not everybody has that chance. There are employers, so it is the only job they have. And you know what? You're right in saying that. You're right. The deck is stacked. People are unfair. A lot of people with privilege do not help the people who are less privileged. True. Granted, dapat magbago silang lahat. Okay? Given na yon. E paano kung hindi? Diba?
E paano?
You've got to find a way for yourself. That doesn't preclude, that doesn't exclude the possibility of other people showing compassion. We should show compassion to them. We should help them. Like, sirinilda nga, diba? Parang, we'll catch these negative behaviors in her and we'll find out, what are you doing that for? And we'll correct ourselves and realize, oh my gosh, this is how she processes money because this is all she can make. So, we'll help her, you know, to make right decisions. We'll give her more. So, yes, people can help, but you have to own your process. All right? Canceling someone for telling someone else to have agency does not help that other person. If you really want to help them, the best help you can do is to help them rediscover their agency. To help them rediscover their voice, to help them see their options, to give them ways, to help to brainstorm with them about how to work this out.
But newsflash, usually, I wouldn't say naman usually, but there are a lot of bosses and companies who don't like to give that agency to you.
Yeah. If you feel that, kaya nga, you need to talk to the people who are helping you do that. If you talk to people who are constantly gaslighting you, constantly removing that from you, na pa, ah, ba't mo pa ginagawa yan? Wait, I'm trying not to recover my agency.
Actually,
eh. Alam mo yon? I'm trying not to be a better worker for you.
Kung ayaw mo rin, kung gusto makarecover sa burnout or ayaw mo ng burnout, kumausap ka rin ng mga taong nasa labas ng trabaho mo. Yan ang isang nakikita kong very wise thing to do. Kasi pag nasa loob siya ng workplace mo, chances are, mas magiging, it's very, ano ba, parang mayupik eh. Yung lahat ng nakikita ninyo ay nasa loob lang.
Yep.
And sometimes, hindi yun mahe-help. It's not because mali sila or evil sila. It's more of like, syempre, yung, as an organ, di ba?
Yeah.
Your goal is to survive and to make this thing work. And so, they will do everything. Between you and the work, they will do everything to save the work.
Yep.
Even if, you know, they truly love you. They truly care for you. It is already, it's hard.
I've had to part with people I work with for that reason. Not that I care for them less as individuals or staff. It's just, you're not helping me accomplish the goals of the organization.
Totoo yan. Kasi minsan din ha, yung mga issues natin sa buhay, hindi naman din helpful dun sa organization. Eh,
yeah, but I don't parang, hold it against them.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if
yeah.
they tell me later on down there that, you know what, working for you didn't help me. Well, okay, you can tell me
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you
what
know,
I'm saying
happy
is that
you're doing better.
There are seasons in life where I feel like hindi ka rin magwo-work in all sorts of scenarios
yeah.
just
yeah.
because you're not really healthy individually.
Yeah.
So parang for you to be in this kind of, like let's say no, a robust organization that's trying to get everything. Nandun sila sa season na yun. Get it all, goal getting, goal reaching, what have you. Then ikaw nandun ka sa kailangan ko mag-slow down sa buhay ko.
Yeah.
Mismatch na kaagad eh,
yeah,
yung
yeah,
energies
yeah.
na, you know, not any one of you is wrong, like not the organization and not you, but more like, they need this, you can't give that.
I was just
and,
talking to a girl at
yeah,
church
to
two Sundays
that.
Ago about that, mm-hmm. where she was like, look, I'm in a job that I really wanted to have, it's fast-paced, but I don't think I should be enough. And so she's afraid, she's really afraid of taking this risk, which, you know, we prayed about trusting God there. So again, back to agency. Part of your recovering your agency is to just think about your options. to just talk about your options with someone else. That's so empowering. To be like, alam mo, pwede to, pwede yan. You might still end up like, I still want to work here, but I know I have other options.
So I kind of like think that's also the answer to, is the answer always just quitting? Of course not.
No,
I mean,
no.
There are times when all you need is a step back and, mm-hmm. you know, put things in order.
Yep.
Like na baka, you know, a little tweak here and there already removes that demotivated condition in you. But then also there are times when you just really need to remove yourself out of that place for whatever reason, diba? Hindi siya one size fits all. I cannot give you an answer of quit ka, basta na burnout ka, quit ka.
No.
Diba? Definitely I would say take a step back.
Yeah.
If you're burned out, the first thing to do is take a step back. Ask for that rest, ask for that leave so you can think clearly, because ang taong nalulunod, hindi kayang mag-isip ng malinaw.
Yeah.
So, kailangan mo munang alisin yung sarili mo sa point na nalulunod ka, di ba? Yeah. Na makapahinga ka, makatulog ka. Kasi di ba nga sabi nila, lalo na yung mga walang tulog dyan, nabasa ko to eh, na mas marami daw nangyayaring aksidente sa weekends.
Yep.
Kasi, yun yung panahon na parang lumalabas na lahat ng pagod mo from the weekdays, na para ka nang, it's tantamount to being drunk.
Yeah.
So you get into car accidents because your mind is, and your brain is just that tired.
Yeah. Connected to regaining your agency, go do something you want to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
And not something destructive. Again, like the addictions we mentioned earlier, like alcoholism or sexual addiction. Wag ganon. That's not helpful. Play a sport you like. Go back to a hobby. I like what the way my friend Adam Mabry describes it in his book, The Art of Rest. He calls it avocation, which is work that's not for productivity. Work that's not for a profit. Diba? But it's work that I do. I like doing this. Might a very helpful thing is to be in nature.
You know,
exercise.
From the book Every Good Endeavor, na may kinote dyan si Tim Keller na Joseph Pfeiffer book. It's called Leisure as the Basis of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the point that he was trying to make there was that we all need not only a stepping back and a sleeping, as if, you know, one sleep can regain everything for you,
mm-hmm.
but also a looking away and looking at something else, because it's the basis of all culture, like creativity, of iba ang taong nakapahinga sa taong rejuvenated, refreshed, yung parang may new lenses to see life. Hindi yung parang nakatulog ka lang. Kasi kahit nakatulog ka, pagising mo, kung ganun pa rin yung nakikita mo, ang hirap mag-move on, di ba? So, kailangan meron ka rin nakikitang ibang bagay. And, yun tama yung avocation eh. It has to be something that is not related to you. Even with moms, I always say this.
Yeah.
I know you like to read books about childhood development, breastfeeding, lahat na lang tungkol sa, ganyan ako eh. Lahat mabasahin ko. Pero
ganyan
I
ako.
Make it a point that I will read something for myself.
Yep.
I will read poetry. I will read essays that, you know, have nothing to do with motherhood. Because I feel like that refreshes me. And that makes me go back to my mothering with, you know, I'm a whole person.
Yep.
Okay? I'm your mom, but I'm also Rica. Diba? And these are the things I like that are, you know, apart from being a mom, ito yung mga gusto kong bagay sa buhay.
You know, a good...
And that's agency.
That's agency.
Kasi diba, parang hindi na nananakaw ng mga anak ko lahat yung buong pagkatao ko.
And you're a better mom when you are
yun
like
naman
that.
Yung ano niya talaga effect eh, 'di ba? So yun na nga, even for the employers, you have a better employee if you give them that.
Another connecting thing for regaining control and agency is to find people to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said that sometimes natulog ka nga pagising mo, but that's still the same worldview. You didn't widen your perspective. Same thing with relationships. Sometimes if we're talking to people who are in the same situation, who are in the same soup as us, you'll talk, but you didn't widen your perspective.
Right.
And sometimes it's just someone else, you know? For example, if it's a very difficult work situation, talk to your family. Parang, oh, may ibang paraan pala. Sometimes the burnout is happening with family. Talk to a friend and you're like, oh, I could do this. So the world widens. You don't necessarily have to do what the other people are saying, but you can think about it and now you see you have more options than you realized at first.
alam mo, actually, ang ganda nito, na parang nakakabuo tayo ng anong gagawin mo pag na-burnout ka. First, step back. Second, look away. Third, look at something else.
Yeah.
And then, you can go back. Parang that is the only time that you can go back to the point of where you were burned out. Pag nagawa mo na yung three steps na yun, nag-look away ka, nag-step back ka na ba? Nag-look away ka na ba? Did you look at something else? And then you can go back to it and see it with a much better perspective, hopefully.
Yep.
All right.
That's it for me.
That's it for you. Okay, meron lang tayong iba pa dito na feeling ko ito. How to address burnout and breadwinning for the family. How to address burnout as a housewife. I think the essence of these questions
is... You cannot get away.
Yes. Parang, can I stop being a housewife? Can I stop being a mom? Can I stop, you know, breadwinning for my family? What if hindi na sila makakain because, you know, I stopped? So, what do you do when it's like that? You're like in a really helpless situation.
I think that's one of the things kasi that makes people burn out a lot. Eh. It's that feeling, you've written yourself into a corner. You've painted yourself into a corner. And I'm not saying it's your fault or maybe you didn't mean for this to happen. But you have to realize that there's another way.
Yeah, oo.
And there might be a better way. There might be a simpler way. There might be maybe some, let's say you're a breadwinner. I can't because I'm paying for so much. Well, what can you work and pay for healthily? And what can't you pay for anymore? And nobody should pay for that anymore. Because like you struggled with that for so long.
Actually, I was going to say
that. And so many people were on your bill. And when you were like, no, I can't do this. Eh, kaya naman pala ng ibang family members.
Yan yung ano eh. Yan din yung story ko na na-burnout na ako. At lagi ko iniisip in the back of my head, how will my family survive if I stopped working? But then, you know what? They did.
Yeah.
It made all and of us amazing. Creative to find ways to live. When I stopped supplying for everyone. I'm not saying that this is the only answer. But it can be an answer. You have to find what is sustainable. I think at the end of the day, we just really have to face the fact that we're limited. Na hindi natin magagawa at kaya lahat. And I don't think that God is asking that of anyone.
Yep.
I think
and that's where trusting God comes in. Because
yeah.
God, you told me I'm supposed to be able to rest. So either you're going to give me some magical rest that's only an hour long but lasts for a week. Yeah. Or you're going to help me find a way to provide.
Oh, at saka rin, ito rin yung ano mo na ultimately si God naman ang nagde-determine ng lahat. And I don't know if you believe that or not. But culture is very strong. And sometimes they can make you feel you're a bad person for stepping out of like what they see as a duty na parang sayo na nga lang kami umaasa tapos ikaw pa yung nag-quit sa amin, di ba? But the reality is, it's not a sustainable model. It's something that you need to address sooner or later. Kung hindi ka bibigay ngayon, bibigay ka pa rin at some point. So you really have to know and find your security na knowing that no one can ask this much of a person.
Yeah.
Because we just can't give it. It's just not possible.
And that's where, even in that book, Every Good Endeavor, how rest is an act of resistance. Diba? It's an act of defiance
right.
in this world saying, no, you tell me I can't sleep. You tell me I have no ability to step back. No, I believe my God. I will go to sleep. Diba? I need to know when I'm at my limit and I will stop.
How funny, last night, diba? We were just talking about this. Now, if you had friends na parang medyo on the... Yung parang you're always the person that they talk to about like ending their lives.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just have to free
burden bearer. Yeah.
Oh, emotional burden bearer ka na. And it is unfair. And sometimes, naiintindihan mo rin naman talaga yung mga may condition na they can't help it eh. They will have to say it. And ikaw yung nakakasalo. Ikaw naman, as someone na sumasalo, should be able to find your peace in knowing that there's nothing I can do. If this person ends up doing it, I shouldn't blame myself. Of course not. Ideally, mapaniwalaan mo yun. Usually, hindi. Kasi traumatic talaga siya. But all I'm saying is that there is peace in knowing that I can sleep through this because at the end of the day, I'm not God. Yep. I'm not the one who's gonna save this person. I can do everything. I can even be there by this person's side. But, you know, I can't be with this. Realistically speaking, kahit ako, mga nanay, mga anak ko, 24/7, di kami magkadikit. Hindi ko nakikita lahat ng ginagawa nila. Kami mag-asawa, ganun din. Walang ganun sa mundo, di ba? And we're not designed to be that way. So, free yourself of that burden.
Yep.
And I think that's it. One last question. I've had leaders say we only experience burnout because of misplaced motivation. Is that real or is that not real? Can I say something? I think it's manipulation. Ayun lang. Ganun lang ako kaderecho. I think what you heard is manipulation. They want you to keep on working, to keep on doing what they want you to do. Kaya nila sinabi yun.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to say it could be misplaced motivation. Let's explore what's going on here.
Tsaka ano, iniisip ko kasi ano be. Ang misplaced motivation?
No, kunyari parang what's motivating you is acclaim from other people and not the pleasure of God.
Ah,
parang
ganun. Okay, okay, sige.
So, I think it could be, but to say it's only that, alam mo yun yung problema eh.
Yeah.
Na it's belittling someone's cry for help. You know, someone saying, hey, I feel like I'm up to my neck already. Ah, ano na lang yan? Parang ganun. Yeah, so people who do that a lot to you consistently.
Can I just say something?
Alam mo na yun.
Like, some church leaders are like the worst advisors ever. So, I just had to say it. Because I mean, like, I've experienced it. And I'm like, this person shouldn't give advice anymore. Anyway.
I think here's a fair way to put that. What, fair naman, tama naman. Totoo naman sinabi mo. Marami naman ganun. There are a lot of people who give good advice.
Ayaw naman.
I think here's what you need to look for. Conflict of interest. If they have a…
In anything.
Yeah.
Not only in parang, church or okay, like work.
Okay, this person
lahat.
Just told me that God told them to tell me that I should give them all of my money. Diba? Medyo halata yung conflict of interest, diba? Parang, did God really say that? So, diba? God just told them to tell me that I'm supposed to. So, someone messaged me recently on IG, sweetheart. And she said… I'm being told to live a life of service as a believer. And I said, yeah, I think you should. Everyone should. Like Jesus served us. She said, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm providing for my family. I'm doing the chores at home. And how do I add more time to live a life of service? And I said, what? You already live a life of service. It sounds like you're providing for your family. You're doing the chores. And she said, no, what they mean is to volunteer in our ministry. And I said, oh, that's a conflict of interest, diba? Na kulang ba talaga yung ginagawa ng taong to na kailangan yun? Kung kaya mo pa, di mabuti gawin mo. Pag di mo kaya, alam mo naman yun. So, ba't mo pipilitin, diba? So, yun lang. Just be aware of conflict of interest talaga.
Yep. Yung. And that is it. I hope this episode on burnout was able to help you guys. And if you have follow-up questions, we have our Telegram group. So join na. It's going to be at the description, the show notes. You can just join anytime and then we can discuss things when you've heard this podcast. But thank you to everyone who sent us questions. And yeah, that's it.
That's it. Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.